You are Locked On Kentucky, your daily podcast on the Kentucky Wildcats. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, what is going on, Big Blue Nation? Welcome on in to Locked On Kentucky, your daily Kentucky Wildcats podcast. I'm your host, Lance Dahl, writer for Sports Illustrated for various SEC-related things. But on this podcast, we're taking a dive into all things Kentucky athletics. On today's episode of Locked On Kentucky, we're going to be saying no to a couple of different storylines out there. Aaron Bradshaw, what is he doing right now? Potentially maybe leaving the Wildcats. Kobe Brown is a name that has been thrown out on social media far too much. We're going to say no to both of those things today, starting with Aaron Bradshaw. Thank you so much for making Locked On Kentucky your first listen every single day. Want to remind everybody out there that we are free and available on all platforms on podcast. If you're watching on YouTube, subscribe to the show, please. We're trying to get to 5,000 subscribers before the end of the summer. Those of you that made 4,300 possible, thank you so much to everybody that's watching on YouTube and subscribing and jumping on the bandwagon, as I've been saying. If you're listening on podcast, 5-star reviews and follow wherever you are listening. So, Aaron Bradshaw, going to USC? No, we're going to say no to that today. I think it's pretty clear. I don't know how much more clear Bradshaw could be outside of literally just telling you no today. He's not going to USC. There have been, in case you have not seen, rumors online about Bradshaw potentially being pulled away from the Wildcats to go play with Bronny James, who was recently committed to USC. Bronny James, by the way, is the son of LeBron James. There have been rumors about him potentially leaving to go play with the Trojans because it's Bronny. It's a really good team out there that the Trojans are going to have this season. It's in Cali. It would be a good spot for Bradshaw. He's not leaving. You know that scene from that movie with Leonardo DiCaprio? Well, I believe it's Wolf on Wall Street, where he says, I'm not leaving. Not leaving. Bradshaw's not leaving. It's not happening. According to our friend of the program, Tristan Ferris, he apparently watched it. I did not. Aaron Bradshaw went live on Instagram earlier today. I got the notification, just didn't go check it out. He was asked about the USC rumors on his Instagram Live, Bradshaw was, and he said, no, I'm not going to USC. I'm 100% staying at Kentucky. I don't think that we can get any more clear than this. So to those of you out there that may be continuing to perpetuate this rumor online, I don't think it's wise to continue to do so or get worried about it or get worked up or stressed. I tweeted out and I said it was something that Kentucky needed to take seriously whenever the rumors first began. I thought it was something that Kentucky needed to take seriously, and they very quickly, I assume, put out that smoke before it became a fire. Kentucky did their due diligence here. They did a good job. Aaron Bradshaw, I don't think, was truly ever strongly considering making a move to USC. Just based on what I understand, he was not going to go play with Bronny James. He's not leaving the Wildcats. And quite frankly, I don't think that it would have been wise to leave the situation that he's coming into for Kentucky because of what we've talked about so much recently. We look at this rotation. Cal has, what, 7 scholarship players right now? Kentucky needs Bradshaw. They need him at that power forward spot. I understand that we've been going back and forth, you and I, about what constitutes a 1, a 2, a 3, and a 4 with Kentucky's players that they have on roster, just projecting out what things could look like. We actually recently have been talking about players that aren't even on Kentucky's roster right now that have decided that they want to test the NBA draft. We've been discussing, okay, what's a 2, what's a 3, should Antonio Reeves be this, that, or the other? We're looking at a place with Bradshaw where it's so clear what he is on next year's team. He is a starting power forward. He's going to be that guy. He's going to be that guy at the 4. We said it earlier whenever he was at the McDonald's All-American game earlier this year. We talked about how we really appreciated his versatility, his ability to shoot the outside shot. It was clear as day. He has that in his bag. We've seen the workout videos. We've seen the practice film. We've seen what he did in high school. He is able, more than capable, of playing that power forward position for Kentucky. I think that for him to walk out of this situation where he's got all of the resources, all of the NIL money that USC could offer, all of the coaching that USC could offer, arguably better if you take a look at this staff and Coach Cal as a whole. I know some of you out there may disagree with that, but that's not my point here. it's a much better place to be in Lexington than it is in SoCal. That's where I'm landing on this today. So Aaron Bradshaw, is he leaving for USC? No, I don't think he is. Is he potentially leaving to go elsewhere in the transfer portal? No, I don't think he is. I want to address something before we move on to the Kobe Brown situation, because I don't think that there's any substance to that. So like I said, Bradshaw is going to be year four. We've been discussing this for a couple of months now here at Locked On Kentucky about what does the rest of this roster look like going up from the power forward position. I want to clarify a couple of different things that I said on yesterday's show. I said Antonio Reeves would slot in likely at the backup power forward spot or the starter power forward spot. Some of you took to the comments and explained your position saying, I think he's more of a shooting guard, and I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm trying to look at next year's roster and project out, okay, what do we think this coaching staff is going to do with these players? Because this is the situation in my mind, and if you continue to disagree with it, that's perfectly fine. It's not like it's that big of a deal. These players are not going to be solidified to a one or a two, that means something, I don't think. I don't think it's going to mean much, depending on how Kentucky wants to run their sets. So Reeves last year, according to KenPom, was 42% of the time in Kentucky's most popular rotation, the starting shooting guard. That's where he was. Chris Livingston was at the two. The problem here, guys, is this year's roster is different. I understand that he played at shooting guard last year. I think he's going to play at small forward more this season because of what Kentucky has at shooting guard. At times last season, Reeves played there because he had to. Kentucky didn't have depth last year because of injury. They had to shuffle pieces around. You also note in the game against Arkansas, Reeves had to run point mostly. There are actually a couple of different rotations where I think it was like 15, 16% of the time, Kentucky ran Antonio Reeves at the one, and they ran C.J. Frederick at the two. Chris Livingston at the three, by the way. He's a versatile piece. I get that he can slot in at one, two, or three. Some of you may be concerned with his defensive abilities. I want to address that in a second. What I'm saying here is you look at the backcourt for the Wildcats this season. You've got Rob Dillingham, DJ Wagner. Those are going to be your starters in the backcourt. I'm pretty confident of that. You have your backups, Adu Thiero and Reed Shepard. And some of you may say Adu Thiero's not ready, or Reed Shepard is not ready, or this, that, and the other. They're talented enough, in my opinion, to make a splash off the bench. Now, how much they contribute to the team, we also put out an episode about that recently, about how this year's team is too talented to run a short bench, but Cal may end up doing it anyway, because historically, that's what he's done. So we may not even really be concerned about Kentucky playing those guys significant minutes. But regardless, I think that when you look at the backcourt, it's less versatile than what Reeves brings to the table. And so therefore, if you've got bodies in the room at those positions that can play this position well, and that's what they play, you play them. And then you take the guy that can slide down to the three. According to KenPom, it was the second most popular lineup that Kentucky ran over the past five games of the year. Over the final five games of the year, I should say, with Antonio Reeves at the three is what they ended up doing. And then Adu Thiero also played a little bit of backup shooting guard, and I think very, very few times did he appear at small forward. You've got guys in this room that are versatile, and I think it makes more sense to get Reeves opportunities at small forward than at shooting guard or point guard. I think point guard and shooting guard are well taken care of by Wagner and Dillingham. The staff may view it differently. I'm trying to view this from the position of, okay, what, based on what we've seen in the past, what's Kentucky going to do with this team? Not what I want them to do with the team. What do I think the program's going to do with these players? And I think Dillingham's good enough to start at the one. Wagner's good enough to start at the two. Thiero could slide down if you'd like him to, and then you could let Reeves be backup point guard. You could do that, but I think it's more likely that they let Reeves be the flamethrower off the bench or the starter at small forward. One of you also commented and said, I don't necessarily know if Reeves, by the way, this is all if he comes back. He may not come back, but if he does, one of you said, I don't know if he's going to, because I said that he could start over Justin Edwards. Like, I don't know if he's going to start over Justin Edwards, especially not at small forward. That's also a fair take. Again, what I'm saying here is I'm trying to potentially view this from their perspective. I'm not a coach, so I'm just guessing. As good of a guess as you've got. Now, I've been watching it as long as you have. We've been studying it together for quite some time, so it's an educated guess as to what we're going to be doing here, as what Kentucky's going to be doing here. I only assume that the possibility of Reeve starting exists because of seniority. I don't know how Cal is going to handle that. I don't know if he's going to say, well, he's the super senior in the room. That was one of our most valuable scorers on the team last year. Let's give him the nod. Let's give him the nod at shooting guard and let DJ Wagner back him up, which I don't think is going to happen. It could, but I don't think it's going to happen. Or, hey, he's the leader. He's the veteran. He's the most experienced player on this team. Let's give him an opportunity to start at small forward, but Justin Edwards gets the majority of the minutes. That's a very real scenario where he ends up starting at the three, but he doesn't get the most minutes at the three, and then he finds his opportunities at the two, at the one, whenever you rotate things out. Again, this kind of ties back into what I was saying a couple of weeks ago, maybe. This year's team, if they get Reeves back and they get their transfer portal player at power forward, I should say, this year's team is too talented to run a short bench. Full stop. If you've got any thoughts on that, if you still disagree, if you agree, you can leave all of that in the YouTube comments below. I'm not offended if you do. We're all just speculating here over this next year's roster. All of these guys are talented. I'm very excited about the team. So if you've got any thoughts, you can, again, leave them in the comments below. Or at LockedOnUK on Twitter is where you can find me. Before we talk about Kobe Brown, I want to completely dismiss this. I want to just disband this rumor here in just a second. Before we do that, I want to tell you guys about our friends over at Built Bar. You know them. I know them. We've been talking about them for quite some time here on the show. They are one of the best protein bars out there. They're absolutely delicious, covered in 100% real chocolate, but they're really, really good for you. Great macros, 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, 17 grams of protein in these things, and they come in a bunch of different great flavors: churro, peanut butter brownie, cookies and cream, salted caramel. You can also get puffs, which include marshmallow in the middle of these protein bars. They are the first ever protein-infused marshmallow, according to my sources. Double chocolate, coconut puff. You can get churro puff, brownie batter puff. A lot of great selections that Built has. You can check them out over at Built.com, or if you're in Walmart or Sam's Club, you can also get them there. So head to your local store today, or again, you can check them out at Built.com. A ton of specialty flavors over at Built.com, I should say. I would encourage you guys, strongly encourage you guys, to try these things, and once you do, you can thank me. All right, continuing along here on the Wednesday edition of Locked On, Kentucky, Lance Dahl hanging out here with you. If you've not subscribed already to the show on podcast or on YouTube, would appreciate it if you went ahead and did that now. Let me know what you think about the show. You can leave that in the YouTube comments below. You can also check us out over at Locked On UK. Just let me know your thoughts overall. Again, if you're on podcast, you can leave a review there as well to share your thoughts. I appreciate you guys putting up with my shenanigans, me asking the other day, hey, what Mario Kart character do you use? That was for an argument I was having with a friend, I'll say that. A friend that I was having an argument with over what characters get used in Mario Kart or what the best character is to use in Mario Kart. So I appreciate your submissions and putting up with that. I'll try and not give you guys random questions that have nothing to do with UK here in the future. But if you've got questions, you can leave them in the YouTube comments below. Once again, you can check me out at LockedOnUK on Twitter if you want to ask anything. Literally anything to do with UK athletics. I'll see if I can get around and answer it as we continue along here in what should be a really good summer for the show and for Kentucky. So Kobe Brown, do you know the name? If you don't, I'll explain who he is here for you. He is a senior forward from Missouri who declared for the NBA draft. According to Twitter, most of Kentucky Twitter, this guy could potentially pull out of the draft and come to Kentucky. He's played 4 seasons for Missouri, so he would be a fifth-year guy. He'd be using his fifth season because of the COVID year to come back and play for the Wildcats. I don't really know where this is coming from on Twitter. It doesn't really seem like there's a strong source. It appears as though it was just a rumor created out of thin air about Kobe Brown and what he could be doing. 16 points last season, averaged 6.5 rebounds, 2.5 assists. He shot 55% from the floor. He shot 45% from three after being a sub-25% shooter his entire career with the Tigers previously before Dennis Gates got there. I guess that's the Dennis effect, just changing your offense completely. 6'8", 250 pounds. He'd be great at power forward. Here's the problem, though. First of all, he's not on the radar for Kentucky. He's going to be a draft pick. According to what I've seen, and according to what some other Kentucky beat writers have said to try and dispel this, he's going to be about a top 45 pick. He's going to go early second round, mid second round at the latest. I think that right now, Kentucky has their power forward on top of all of this. We just talked about him, Aaron Bradshaw. He's coming to Kentucky. If he wasn't coming to Kentucky and he was committing to USC, then we would very quickly have this conversation. But also, to go ahead and just address this, if there's anybody out there that wants to ask the question, well, why can't we get Kobe Brown and Aaron Bradshaw at the power forward spot? This kid averaged 16 points a game. Do you honestly think he's going to want to come and split time with a five-star power forward that is going to play that position definitively? I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't want to have my minutes relegated from about 30 to about 24, 20, maybe, if Bradshaw's playing that well. I'm not doing that. Quite frankly, I would go somewhere else. So Kobe Brown, he's a very talented player. He proved that he can shoot a lot better than statistically what he had indicated he was capable of previously. This past season, he showed the ability to shoot. Dennis Gates, I think, runs a different style of offense that benefits players like Kobe Brown and benefits players that want to get into the fast lane. I don't know if that's what Kentucky's going to want to do this year. Also, he's a great three-point shooter. Cool. How much is Cal actually going to utilize that? I don't think he would that much, and I think that at the end of the day, he'd probably go back down to about 35-36% if he were to choose the Wildcats, and that is not happening, like I just said. So, Kobe Brown, very talented player. He's going to be a draft pick. He's not coming to Kentucky. He's not pulling out of the draft, in my opinion. If you heard this on Twitter, if you saw this anywhere, just ignore it, because it's not happening. I've said few things as confidently as I have today on this show, and I'm pretty confident that Kobe Brown's going to be a solid draft pick. So, any thoughts on Kobe Brown? Any thoughts on Keyshawn Johnson, who actually begins his visit today to Kentucky? The power forward from San Diego State, who I think would be a much better fit for Kentucky because it's possible. You can leave any thoughts in the comments below. That's going to do it for today's episode of Locked On Kentucky. You can follow the show on Twitter at Locked On UK. You can follow me on Twitter at @LanceDahl_, and you can follow the show over on Instagram. That is at Kentucky Podcast. Questions, comments, concerns, leave them all where I just mentioned. I will see you all tomorrow for another episode of Locked On Kentucky. Hope you guys have a great rest of your day, and God bless.